As the race went down to the wire in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton's campaign was accusing Barack Obama of plagiarism for his use of phrases similar to those used previously in a speech by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Obama responded by saying that he and Patrick are friends and that they often share ideas and rhetorical flourishes. Although most independent pundits viewed the charge of plagiarism as exaggerated, they did see possible damage to Obama's image in the eyes of voters because his soaring oratory has been his strongest asset. In her campaign speeches, Hillary Clinton has been stressing the word solutions. Clinton has said, in effect, that Obama speaks well, but that she offers real solutions to the problems that afflict the nation. In her campaign appearances across the state, Clinton has focused on the economy and her plans to promote job growth.
What we really need here in Wisconsin and across America, it's an economy that's producing good jobs with rising wages for everybody willing to work hard. And I've been focused on the economy throughout this campaign.
Obama brushes aside the notion that his rhetoric is insubstantial. He says he would inspire people to come together to solve problems.
The most important thing that we can do right now is to re-engage the American people in the process of governance, to get them excited and interested again in what works and what can work in our government.
On the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain has a clear lead nationwide, and no one expects his chief rival, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, to win the nomination, no matter how well he does in Wisconsin. But Huckabee has refused to quit, arguing that voters have a right to make a choice based on their own beliefs and principles, not on what party leaders say.
What we need to do is to make sure that people of Wisconsin recognize that they're going out and voting their own conscience, not doing what maybe somebody in Washington is telling them and not doing what the establishment tells them, because this vote is about the future of the Republican Party.
Huckabee says he represents conservatives who care about such issues as abortion, illegal immigration, and reduced taxes. McCain has broad appeal, which could prove important in November's general election in a state such as Wisconsin, which has been a battleground in past elections. But many conservatives in his party object to more liberal positions he has taken on such issues as taxes and immigration. Also in the Republican race is Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who has had to reduce his presidential campaigning in recent days in order to concentrate on defending his congressional seat back home. He now has a strong rival for the Republican congressional nomination and has had to cut back on his national campaign schedule. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.